Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 390 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. He walked out of frame at the perfect moment, Steve.
You're... Love it.
My name is Brad O'Dell, and with me as always is this guy over here.
Of paintball.
The funny guy.
That he is. And we have two fantastic guests. We have Jen Montressor, who has been in the chat for many, many times, telling us to stop swearing and...
We feel like we've made her so one-dimensional. She had now she can now clap back at us.
Right? You donate a dollar swear word to the Montressor Marauders. Is that true?
Yes, and this will be the cleanest show you've ever heard.
Can we do it in Canadian?
Sure.
Wait, somebody loses on that, though, I think, for math.
Yeah, yeah. You. I would... And the best part is we could just use Monopoly and you wouldn't know the difference.
Wait a minute.
And we also have Steve over here. Steve Ross from Hornet's Nest. Paintball. I don't know why that.
Hornet's Nest Extreme Paintball. Hornet's...
Thank you. So, yes. Which is where you said New York Extreme is should be playing right
about now. I
actually
have Josh Taylor in the house this moment. He's he does our Friday night drills, 5 to 8 o'clock at night. Small entry fee for the local guys to come in and utilize it. He was actually just named up-and-coming player of the year. So having him there to help the kids and the community, it just helps grow the sport. The guy is amazing. There's no more.
That's awesome.
He's so humble. Anybody can approach him. He takes all the time in the world. He's patient. There's kids that, you know, maybe don't take it the first time or the second time he shows them something. I've watched him stay focused 20 minutes straight on a kid until he got to where he felt he could walk away and the kid was learning something. So we're blessed to have those guys.
Amazing.
Involved. Pat Kraft, Tim Stetzel, who's now on X Factor. He spends a lot of time at our house as well. So, very, very blessed to have those guys help us out.
Amazing. Let's get him on the show. That'd be awesome.
I could probably pull that together. Josh is definitely an approachable guy for stuff like that. So, and the team itself, New York Extreme, is up also for team improvement of the year. So,
cool.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Right? See, it's cool. Yeah, I was going to say, Tom, this is just...
He's like, what? Who?
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, doesn't know what's happening.
What? Where?
I know some of these names. I know some of these names, darn it. I have concern it. I got some introductions. I got overviews of people. They're people I knew of.
Yeah. Yeah. I was out grocery shopping today and he sent me a message. He's just like, I need backgrounds on these people, please.
And you probably couldn't tell me anything about me.
Nope. And he doesn't tell me who's on the show half the time. I knew Jem was going to be here.
I like keeping it that way.
I like him. Well, then it's a genuine surprise when things are announced. I'm like, I didn't know this. And that's great. Much like our Patreon, I wasn't told. And there it was, just there for you to help us out. And do us a favor, like, share, subscribe. Because if we do this early in the video, then, you know, it's more likely to happen. And...
The almighty algorithm.
Hail the almighty algorithm. And just maybe do me a solid. If you're ever in Fredericton, New Brunswick, go visit my buddy, the Rip King. That promo code, Big Black Sam, will get you a nice discount. I don't know what it'll be. But Big Black Sam gives discounts.
What somehow deserves a dollar?
Go in and ask for Big Black Sam.
There was a reference there that you need to put a dollar.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. This is all legitimate.
We are in Canada. It's perfectly legal.
I think it's legal
to
in
go
New York
into a
State,
shop.
Isn't it? Is cannabis legal in New York State?
Yeah. Yeah, it's certain. Yeah.
Oh,
cool. All right.
Great.
We're good.
You can drink a beer, you can smoke, and you can't own a gun.
Cool. We're in Canada. We
Fantastic.
Can't be here most of the time.
It's great. Well, the last time I was in the States, I ended up in a dry county without realizing it and was almost had a panic attack.
Jesus.
We just drive to the next county.
Luckily so.
That's right.
Well, luckily, we showed up and we're like,
somebody,
all right, boys, like,
somebody's
you know,
done
we
that
just
before.
Got off the plane, like, right? We asked, you know, we were in North Carolina, and I was like, where do we get beer? And he's like, this is a dry county. I was like, what? And he's like, don't worry, we heard the Canadians were coming. We got you covered. And he pulls out, like, moonshine in a jar.
Oh, my, like, this escalated.
Over in that
I
kind
think
of dry
just
county.
Profile.
That's fine.
As Maritimers,
as long as it comes
yeah,
with a jar of moonshine, you can profile me all you want. So let's go down. Let's talk. Who wants to go first? Who wants to talk about themselves first?
I say ladies first.
And give a little bit of history.
I'm pretty boring.
Jen?
What do you want to know, guys?
Boring.
Well, listen, I'll tell you all about it. Let me tell you all about it. Our Hornets Nest Extreme, then. I'm more than happy to tell you about that. So
self-promotion. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Let's backtrack a little bit. I've got two partners, Dale and Jesse. Dale are known Jesse Nates. Jesse Nates has a couple kids that are playing in the industry. One's about to go, a young lady's about to go Sydney. She's about to go pro with the WNXL, maybe looking at the high rollers as an option right now. Both of them starting out in Jennifer's programs come a long way in the game. They're doing a lot for themselves. So that's my partners. We go back to Toronto Skydome together way back in the early day. My partner started a business probably in 89. Dale Arno started a First Prize Paintball in the Albany, New York area. And he inspired a lot of us to just play in general. And like I was telling you guys off camera, paintball kind of saved my life personally. So I found Dale, I found paintball, him and I became friends. Jesse was a part of that. We all became friends together. And for parts of life, we got separated, but we recently came back. We got our team back together in the last, say, 4 years. And an opportunity presented itself that Hornets Nest Paintball had been in the area for probably 20, 30 years. One of the greatest guys I've ever known, Bob Matthews, had a beautiful field there. Matter of fact, Pat Kraft that I mentioned earlier, he actually won one of his first tournaments at this Hornets Nest. Over time,
that's cool.
It started turning kind of into a ghost town. And over time, Bob, who's now in his 70s, just couldn't hold it down anymore to the level it needed to be competitive with where paintball has gone. So what simply turned out is a phone call one day. Hey, Steve, I've got some paintball gear laying around that we'd love you to maybe entertain buying. I've got a compressor and some other things. Turned into a much bigger process and turned into Hornets Nest Paintball Extreme. We hit the ground running in May of 23 with pretty much a clean slate. One of the neat things about my partners are they're both construction guys. Dale owns a construction company and a landscaping business. So bulldozers, excavators, skid steers, all the things that the average guy would have to spend thousands of dollars to get to come in to change a landscape to make it fit what Ms. Montressor has as a need for a big event. We just created it from scratch because that's what we wanted to do. Our mantra is, four players by players. And it's exactly that. We still play. I still compete. Hopefully I'll play tomorrow with my kids. That's another story, but I play every weekend. I still love to play. Dale still loves to play. Jesse still loves to play. So the passion for the game is so in our hearts. So everything that we do it because we still play. Our mounds field, the back bunkers are made for big old guys like us. Our hyper pipe fields, you know, we thought about things in different manners. Our fields are very close together. So you could literally cross the street from one bunker, one field to another. If you were looking at our overhead shots, my hyper ball field, our mounds, our woods, they're all side by side. There's no burning up energy. There's no long walks to get to different things. We have compressors at the side of the field. All right. So instead of walking a mile to get a compressor fill, you're going to come off the field and fill it right there on the spot. All right. For me, that's great. I'm 53 years old. I'm going to play a point. I'm going to come off the field. I'm going to fill my air. I'm not walking a mile and then being tired and trying to get to that field to make that next point. I still got all the energy I need because it's right there. So long story short, we've got a full 10-man woods field. We have a mathematically correct ICPL mounds and hyperball field. Now, the hyperball field is fully turfed. All the filling is in the turf. So all that fill that keeps you from getting hurt, in the turf.
Steve.
Full-size NFL field. What's that?
I'm on your site. I'm trying to find pictures.
They're all over the place.
They're just cool.
There you go. Full NXL field. We just broke ground for our second full NXL field. We have an indoor field. I can just keep telling you, man. It's amazing.
I've just discovered the mounds, and that sounds awesome. Just the fact that you're courteous to old guys. I'm like, that looks like so much fun.
I was telling Tom about a mounds. Like I was telling,
it's
like,
a different vibe, man. Speedball, mounds is different. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not a big fan of the mounds. My forte is the hyperfield, and some speedball. But I'm starting to like the mounds. My partner Dale is a big mounds guy. He loves the mounds.
The sound of the hyperball field is what always does it for me.
This man's like, trying to seduce me. That sound of, and Rob, thank you. And I'm pretty sure Steve is too, because I want to go play mounds now, and there's no mounds around here. I want to go do this. Like,
but when that branch or that twig breaks the ball on the way to the target, you're so frustrated.
But still, it's fun to watch. It's really fun to watch the paint split apart. You're just like, damn.
No, it's so good. So we just put a place together that was meant to be special for the local community. We've got great paintball in upstate New York. We work with the ICPL Pro Team, Fight Club, some great up north above us, three great fields that cater to all kinds of paintball. In our area, just down where we're at, another couple of great fields. So there's lots of paintball to choose from. We just wanted to make something that was competing in today's specific areas, the mech world, which has become very popular, and the tournament and speedball world that's become very popular. We still cater to rec players and birthday party goers and whatnot, but we tend to look out for the players that kind of get overlooked in other areas. So I talk a lot.
Okay. Jen, your turn.
How did I get involved with paintball? Well, most of you know that my son, Tim, was a pro player. He was also the marketing director for GOG. Well, he passed in 2020. At that time, he was supposed to, he died he died just a couple months before the tournament was supposed to go on. And thank God it didn't go on, but we picked it up to carry it on the following year. That's how we became involved. Frank is here too. From that time on, so that was 3 years ago. And from that time, we've kind of carried it forward. This year, we had decided to cancel the tournament. And we had announced that about 6 weeks ago. And Steve has been on us to bring it up there. And we weren't going to do anything. We were just going to let it die. And then about a week ago, it came together. And so now it's going to the hornet's nest. Nobody did anything wrong at Fox or anything. We liked Fox. And I want to make it very clear. Rob Walker is a fantastic guy. He's one of the nicest guys you will ever meet.
Absolutely, Jen. I want to co-sign that. I played that event. What a great guy. What a great experience.
He'll give you the shirt off his back. Him and Tim are both wonderful. I had played out at Tiki's, one of my local fields, and the guys there said they're not coming back. And that was my own team. And they said, no, too many things went wrong. You know, we're not going to risk it. We're not going to risk your money. You know, they're playing free. We're sponsoring them. But they didn't want to go back. And it was really a tug at the heart. So we were calling everything off. Hmm. But now Steve and Dale's got 30 years experience. He's kind of like he's the thinker. Steve is the front man. And then Jesse is the workaholic. So the three of them are working. They're going to pick it up. They're going to run with it. It's going to be fabulous.
So Rob Walker's actually in the chat and says, Steve, you'll do a great job with TMC. I think it's meant
to be. He's just a nice guy. He's just incredible.
So
I already thought he was nice.
Yeah, he is nice. Super, super nice.
So here it is. I am not going to pretend that I knew Tim. I've met him in passing. I met him at tournaments, things like that. His message was always something I appreciated, but him and I have a background that's similar. I grew up as a ward of the state. I did some time as a foster care kid. I grew up in a boys facility for boys. So the message to me is different than most people. Everybody loves paintball, but paintball I have watched save so many lives. It saved my life through my friendships. through circles of people I wouldn't have had without it. I will always put a young person first when it comes to getting any kind of help in the sport. Jennifer has tried to honor her son by keeping this alive. I'm not chasing money. My partners aren't chasing money. We want the community to enjoy paintball for what it has done for the amount of people that it's done it for. And Tim spearheaded that and was moving paintball in a grow paintball direction. And we lost him way too soon. His message needs to be carried on. I don't want any gratitude out of this. I don't want any, I just want Tim's message to be carried on. I would like a community day of paintball for that purpose. And let's put some fun out there. Let's put some competition out there. Let's get it on the East Coast, where I believe in my heart it belongs. Tim's from the East Coast.
I think that the field's going to support that. And the one thing about our tournament last year, yes, the transformer blew outside the entrance to the field. But what it was the spirit of the people that were there. No one got upset. No one was yelling, screaming. They were playing Frisbee. They were playing cornhole. They were drinking. They were gambling. I mean, it was just it was the
cornhole. All right, I'm in.
I think we played.
I'm in. That's it.
Let's go.
I'm in. Let's go.
I have to
gambling,
tell you that,
drinking.
You know,
I'm in.
Tim was really a big beer drinker. You know, he owned Stockton Coors. You know, they asked him not to come to the stock meeting because he would drink them dry, right? But he believed in having beer at his tournament. That's just Tim. But it's a community.
Yep.
It was just a friendly, it's not like the NXL. Well, even though the NXL is changing, it's not the same. It is a laid back community, fun loving, you know, I'm going to kill you on the field, but afterwards we're going to talk and share a drink. And
the best parts about paintball, Jen.
Yep. that's what it's supposed to be, right? Like, I get the NXL is very serious.
The NXL is changing.
It is. It's coming around. But the idea of a healthy competition on the field and then friendship and laughs off the field.
That's what makes it I got to argue. Listen, I go on the field, man. I rage. I'm a jerk. I'm not necessarily a nice guy, but I'll shake your hand the second we walk off. I mean, it's everybody needs to blow that steam off. That's what it's good for.
Yeah.
Blow the steam off, get it out of your system. But at the end of the day, it's community and camaraderie we all get from each other. Paintball has allowed people to belong that didn't belong anywhere else. You know,
that's so true.
It's true. It really is. Paintball is that sport that kind of picks up the stragglers. You didn't make the football team. You didn't belong with the hockey team.
You had some athleticism where you at least felt like you could be athletic. You might have not fit the mold of an athlete, but you had the desire to be athletic.
Well, the thing is with paintball, there's so many venues now that you're going to fit in somewhere.
Right.
You know, jelly ball.
Yeah.
Speedball, woods ball.
Love jelly ball.
You're going to fit somewhere.
Oh, jelly ball and beer. Like, that just goes together.
Don't, Brad. Don't. No.
Already done it. And there's videos of me and the guys with. I mean, we shouldn't have probably posted it online, but we're not wearing any eye protection except for like sunglasses. We're running around. We're like three pina coladas in, just running around a speedball field with jelly blasters.
God, it was funny.
We're all like, I think the youngest one there is me at 34. No, oddly enough.
I got it. That video exists. Though, show that video.
Oh man!
I'll find it. I'll go find it. I'll.
They were having a ball.
And And the best part, it was the reason we got the jelly blasters was because the field owner came up with four jelly blasters and a bucket of ball, and just he said, "Here you go, boys.
Fun. See you later."
I think that was to keep us off, like, away from something important. I think, you know what I mean. He's like, he distracted us, so we spent time in one side of the field while he could take care of business on the other. So
he's a sharp fella. No. He knows his audience is what that was. He went and found the giant children who have access to a budget and went, here, just play with this and go away.
Yeah. And so that was great. It was awesome. But you're right. It's paintball is supposed to be, there needs that a healthy level of competition. The number of times I have come off the field and apologized for something I said or did, shook hands, and then shared a meal. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
you should apologize for some of the things you've done on the field. You're a monster.
There may be, what he's referring to is there is video. I don't know where the video went. It's somewhere. I don't think we posted this one online, where I'm standing on a pallet pointing downwards at the field organizer yelling that your game is bullshit. One. You don't know what you're doing.
First one.
And I'll pay a dollar.
Was that in Canada? Because I had to kick the pallets out from underneath you and had a more eye-to-eye conversation.
Man.
Oh, we ended up having a conversation afterwards, and we both yeah, but it was funny because we laugh about it now. Because it turns out that Brad should not be exhausted and heat, like, and with the heat.
That's not good, Brad.
Turns out he gets
I get violent. It wasn't his finest moment. I got a good laugh off of it. When the explosion went off and I was shrieking, running down the road, running away from it, was nice and funny too. So the levity of having a giant child who walks around and just acts like you just want to. You play Call of Duty all day long, and this is what you want to do with it.
So, favorite, what, Christopher Struck, favorite when you went Russian on that one guy. I don't know what he means by that.
Russian.
What is this?
There's been some news in Canadian paintball. I'm waiting to get some information here.
Oh. Yeah. Comments are coming in. I don't quite understand them.
There's been
Canadian news. What does it mean?
Come on, Kaiser. Oh,
is there a video?
No, not yet. The Kaiser has said the DJ Generals have been leaked, and it's Tonka and Pat Magooey.
Ooh.
Really? Mr. Magooey. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy chasing down Tom and Pat. It's going to be a lot of fun. So our Generals have been announced. This is good. This is going to be awesome.
And this is for awesome. What event is this?
It's Commando Action Center's Tippmann Challenge D-Day in Ottawa.
June 2nd.
So it's a good time.
Awesome.
I get to MC the event. It's always fun.
I get to
give me a microphone.
Oh, see, the orb has... the Wizard of Paintball is telling me that I'm going to smash you, Kaiser. Somebody is sending me a message to the Orb of Contemplation, and that's what's going to happen. I can't wait. It's amazing.
Amazing.
This is the good sign. She said Transformers blue, and it was like a sign.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Kaiser.
Yeah. So you mentioned that at the field that, like, the universe basically went against the field and said, like, no, there's not going to be an event.
It was my teammates. They said they didn't want to go back. That, you know, no, they wanted to. They just didn't want to play. And it's sad. Nothing. It was nobody's fault. It just happened.
Yeah.
So sometimes the universe just goes, no, we're not doing that today. And it happens. We had that happen at a field. Me and Tom here drove 4.5 hours to a field in Nova Scotia. Went to SNL. And his compressor, his only compressor, went down. So he had enough air in the tanks. I think he said, like, he's like, I think we can get you guys on the field once, but that's it. He's like, so I'm going to refund everybody's money. And like, we're all standing all around. And he's like, and this is a charity game too. It's a charity game. And he's like, I'm going to refund all your money. And all the players went, no, like, hell you are.
So,
like, does the barbecue still work? Because we're just going to cook burgers and drink beer at this point.
Hey, Brad.
We tried to get air. We ran it. You know, he was in a long air. We had Dan Colby, the air master, trying to help us. And we had Andy Starrett. He was calling, trying to rent a unit for us to get air.
So we figured out a solution to that.
Yep. What's the solution?
Four.
You have four
units. We
have
four compressors, possibly five, but I know we have four. We have gas, a couple electric. We were never going to let that happen. Actually, unfortunately, that scenario had my business partner, Dale, who thinks hard, Jen. Every other day, he's like, I got another compressor. We will never have that happen to ever, never, never. So, he has a compressor issue now. Like, we joke about it. Like, Every time something shows up, we're wondering if it's a new compressor.
Well, you know, the field has fixed that problem. Yeah. You know, it would never happen again. Yeah, never. And this is the first time in 30 years they ever lost electricity.
They handled it really well. And listen, the whole town was tore up. As I'm driving from the hotel to the place, it was like destruction everywhere. To beat them up for something that Mother Nature did, how do you hold them accountable for that?
You really shouldn't, but I mean, people, they don't know all the facts and they make judgments. And you know,
I had a good time. I want to reiterate, us doing this has no bearing in any way on anything that happened out at Rob's place. I enjoyed that. I would personally want to go again at some point and play his hyperball field again because I really enjoyed that. So no bearing on that. Mother Nature,
hyperball,
and we're going to just have another one here that we'll take care of Mother Nature if she comes at us this time.
That's right. We'll put her back in the box.
Perfect. Sounds like by the time of it, you're going to have a compressor for every day of the week. So, you know.
I'll tell you another one, Brad.
This is the Monday compressor.
Here's another interesting thing about the paintball business we found out recently in opening this. So you ever ask the paintball player to choose the paint that they want?
Oh, God. It's awful.
We have 5-6 brands of paint. We have different selections and whatnot. And it's so funny watching an average paintball player come in and what paint would you like to shoot today? And they just look at you so dumbfounded, like, because you're supposed to tell them what they have to shoot for the day. Yeah, I mean, it's whatever you have for them to shoot. And it's comical doing this whole new approach by doing it for the players and allowing them to have choices just simply like, do you want to shoot Valken today or do you want to shoot GI today? It's not my day. It's your day. Like, why do I tell you what you should shoot?
That is pretty innovative. Thomas Burke in the chat wants to shoot monster balls. I don't think that's gonna fly. And if it does, it's going to make a hard left out of the barrel.
Yeah,
anyways,
most fun's going to be none in the next 2-3 weeks when we start up the glow in the dark indoor. That's going to be off the hook.
Oh, right? That looks
a lot of fun.
That's worth the 9-hour drive, Brad.
And that's where like Jen mentioned, my partner Jesse, he's brilliant with this stuff. He's good at hard work and putting all this stuff together. He's damn near built the whole place.
Don't the young guns. I mean, I saw Sydney and
Sid's a beast on the tractor. You should see her out there pushing. Listen, if you've ever seen a young lady 13 years old in a tractor, in a farm tractor pushing with the front of it, pushing the turf to roll it out. Okay. While the guys are trying to readjust it and whatnot. I mean, and this girl's out there when she wasn't doing that, she was out there with a gun doing this.
Yep.
Like a militant little monster. Snap.
I was going to say, I've seen the rage and the violence that comes out of 13-year-old girls on the paintball field. I cannot imagine giving them a tractor.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, her little brother, this guy's like
Tom.
Dominic's ridiculous. He can stand tall behind the smallest of bunker. The kid's got a great field awareness. I watched him, I videotaped it 2 days ago, 3 days ago. I watched this little kid rope 3 people out of 5 all by himself. Grown-ups.
Well, Tom, remember amazing. When we had the kids exhibition at World Cup?
Yeah, that's right.
He ran the line, he shot the opponent, he went on to ring the bell. And then he came back, he was pumping. He had the crowds yelling and screaming. He made the All-Star
game. Let's make that official, Jen. Shout out to the Mohawk gang, right?
Yeah. And it was red. He was the star.
Brad, they used to call our little guy Dom Baby Thomas Taylor because he literally he had the mohawk. He had the, you know, he was a lovely little guy anyway. So
yes.
And then we've got another family that's attached to us, the Rumbrill family, Jason Bradley. Their sister Jasmine plays, but these two guys, they're winning up the trophies out there too. So
we've got some great
kids.
Amazing. Can I just say that paintball needs more mohawks. We need to bring back the early 2000s mohawks.
Try to get a mohawk, but it's not receding; it's retreating.
Just grow it out long and do the skullet.
Like that's horrible.
But like,
I mean,
I was
you do so, you. I'm not gonna hair because
I'm getting like.
I'm in no.
I used to have a mohawk. I used to have like an 8-inch mohawk. It was great, but no, I was going through, I've been reminiscing and going through the famous, book, the all the pictures and stuff. And Oh, it's so much fun going through some of all these photos. Tim's name's in it too. I found it in the very back. It's in the under the thanks, like special thanks.
It's the last page, right?
And yeah.
Tim, yeah. Tim is the reason. Listen, everybody keeps Jen saying I came to her. Tim is the reason. We had the weirdest thing happen.
Oh, that was eerie.
Listen, this is the God's honest truth, Brad. I'll give you a little of this real quick. So Jen and I talk about we're gonna maybe put this together, and it's about an hour and a half drive to my field. So I say a prayer to I'm a God-minded guy. I say a prayer to Tim, asking his blessing to do this. I want him to give me a sign. I ask him, Tim, please give me a sign that I'm your guy, that my field is the place to do this, to make it happen. And the oddest thing, later that night, we're opening up a bunch of gear and putting a new store together, and all of a sudden, his card is one of the cards in the box. It could have been any player's card.
Wow.
It just happened to be his card that day that I asked him for okay to do this and to give me a sign.
It was weird. I just think
that's him saying that he wants me and my partners to make this happen.
Yeah.
Just it was scary.
I was shook. Jesse showed it to me, Jen. He's like, Steve, this is weird. Look. And I got chills. I was stunned. So I think it reiterated what I had already believed in my heart was the right thing to do. So here we go. And you guys need to come to it.
I mean, it,
yes. 9 hours is, again, that's not that far from where we are. It's an easy drive. We do Ottawa, which is 12 hours.
So yeah. But if it was worth putting on your podcast from there, that might be fun.
Ooh.
A little remote.
I'm going to be honest. 100%. It's worth renewing my passport for. That means I got to drive 2 hours. I got to deal with the Canadian government. That's a pain in my butt.
But crossing the border. Later. You don't want it to expire.
It already expired, but it won't take long. It's the Canadian government. They don't have anything else to do.
Oh, wow.
It's true.
I hope they're not listening to you.
If they are, believe me, this is the least of my troubles. So,
yeah. I was going to say, I'm probably on a list. yeah, it's definitely worth getting the passports renewed for. And it's definitely worth making a 9-hour trip because, let's be honest, we can do it in
indoor
7.
Paintball. And we're here.
You gotta look at their webpage. Right? Look up their webpage and you'll see it. You'll see
Take a scroll through my Facebook page. I'm a media nut. So you're going to have some of the most exciting things to watch on our media page, man. Between our Instagram. Listen, we've got Instagram. I've got an amazing TikTok going on. Our owner's daughter, Angie, has stayed focused on keeping TikTok as a media.
Smart.
Instagram is a media. Like I said, I go live. Like all the opportunities I get. Players love to see themselves play, and they actually will go back and use some of that footage, and they'll see what they were doing wrong and if they were making mistakes. And I've even seen some of them hype themselves up with some of my footage by clipping it and making something cool about themselves, which I'm all about if it makes them happy.
Amazing. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all eyes on it is better.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, let's do this. Nope, that's not what I want. Share screen. We're going to share this screen. And we're going to allow it. Boom.
Oh, man, there you go. Cool. There it is. Whoa. We have an indoor X. Who does that? Come on.
That's from, that's from. I love it. The NXL, you guys bought that
right after World Cup, where you and I and Dale played. He had a desire to own the X. He called back and talked to Jesse about it. Jesse said, "Bring it home." We brought it home.
There, Steve. Look at all the fields right there.
What do you think of that, guys?
I am
that it's worth the 9-hour trip.
Canada.ca Immigration Services Canadian Renew Canadian Passport. All right. So find out if you can renew. I'm doing this now, man. It's on. Like, we're going. That's it.
There's somebody there, Christopher, asking what size the indoor is. It's about 100. It's about 100 by 40. It's great for three man. We're gonna have a 3-man tournament here. It works good for 4-man. The big thing is
excuse me,
it's not going to be a full size field, but it's going to give you chances to drill. It's going to keep you sharp, be able to keep your sword tight while you're, you know, getting through the winter months where you can't be outside doing anything. So
it sounds like the perfect field for, like, there's no downtime. It's you hit the field and it's just go, go.
Our East Coasters, let me give you a real quick example. The ICPL Pro Team Fight Club, works out of our field. And they went to Mexico just now and took second place. They took two different rounds of coming in and working out at the indoor field, getting their snaps on, getting their just some communication dialed in. I'm going to take a little credit for that for our house, that if that indoor field wasn't there, which hadn't been there, there's one indoor field in New York. It's GRC. It's now owned by Brian Barno and the outdoor stream, extreme sports program that he's doing. But that's 5 hours. That's where I am right now. I drove 4.5 hours here because my kids are playing in an indoor winter league there. But that's the only other option.
No, Steve, they're not playing. They're dominating.
They've won every single. It's like a 4 or 5 thing. They've won every single one so far. They're sitting in first place in 3-man and 5-man, and it's against all age groups. It's not a youth-based one. It's against grown men, all ages.
They're whooping men.
They're whooping.
Beautiful.
But the thing is you can't, if you're going to a national event in a couple weeks and you're playing against guys from Arizona or Texas who have been grinding 24/7 and you have to stop for 3 months for the winter and then come out and try to game, it just doesn't
work.
It's 100 by 80. I'm sorry. My partner just adjusted that. Dale just said the indoor is 100 by 80. So yes, that's the correct math. See, they're the measure guys. I'm just the chat guy.
Dale's just like, God, you're the face man. This is what it is. I like Dale.
Listen, Dale will trim your earlobe from a good distance, man, and you won't even see it happen.
Remember the World Cup, he didn't say more than 2 or 3 words.
But he shot a lot of people. Jen, do you remember the one onslaught? Do you remember the one onslaught that charged him? It was like 5 or 6 guys in a row, and he dropped every single one of them.
Guys coming down the field, Dale's by himself. He takes out 3 before they even get a shot on him. And then
bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, he was going back side to side. He was a beast.
That's what taught me how to play.
Amazing.
Oh, my God, he's a beast.
Tom, we need to start an indoor field.
I'm listening to these two. I'm having a riot. Like, I could sit here and do this all night. You guys keep going, and I'm just going
to
be
listen, along. You're allowing me to talk about paintball, my friends, and the things that I love. Man, I won't shut up.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Sounds about right.
This is how I learn from you people. I just got to say it.
It's joy. It's just the joy just keeps flowing every second that we talk about paintball and the stuff that we're accomplishing back home. So.
Oh, that just, it comes out. Well, it's as clear as day that it comes out of you guys, the passion for the sport and everything. Like I didn't know a whole lot about Tim before coming into paintball, other than everybody. I've seen all of the nice comments and that the dude is a wonderful cat. And it's not just that, the tournament does mean so much to so many people that I'm glad that it's not just going to die. Nothing good should die. This sounds awesome. And I'm going. And
I think things will come off of it. The good things about it is, you know, we have the youth. When Tim passed that first tournament in 21, we had openings on the 5-man team. That's how we got the youth involved, because I didn't want the team. We tried asking everybody. We had waiting lists. We filled those up. We said, well, let's do kids. I was told no, kids could not play against men. Well,
not our kids.
Jen's Young Guns, my team, placed right middle of the pack at 5-man. Yep. And then the Montrester Marauders did not place last. They were like 4 or 5 from the bottom. These kids could play. So it made a statement. And then we had the NXL World Cup kids demonstration exhibition game 4 months later, and the kids, it was a big hit, and now the kids are at NXL.
Yeah.
And so we've got lots of growth. So everything, there's something that's coming out of it. So
King, you want to, if you're trying to learn paintball, King, you want to watch the documentary These Kids Can Ball.
Yeah.
That's a great documentary. It's called These Kids Can Ball. John Amadea, if I say that right, I always say that name wrong, but John's an amazing
guy.
I
put his last name every time.
Super awesome documentary about these kids in the beginning of all this. And heck, one of the most famous guys in paintball, Thomas Taylor, his kids have dominated it, I think, 2 years in a row.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they've won twice, right?
I think that's accurate, yeah. Yeah, they went back to back. That's right. We're still trying to get Dominic on that dang team. I want Dominic on the Infamous Kids so bad, just because it makes sense.
You know what? Just because I'm gonna throw it in the chat, the link to it, just because why not? I'm gonna post. Damn it! There we go. I just threw that. These kids it's can ball in Ritual Paintball Media production. I'm gonna watch this.
Thanks, man.
It's really cool watching, because when you watch that documentary, and he starts at the beginning, and then, like, you know what I mean? Like, he goes way back, and then you watch it, and you're just like, you see how everything happening now is connected to everything he talks about in that documentary.
And like, kid is tiny.
There's like a singularity.
Like 5 seconds in, this is amazing.
Well, what we were doing on the East Coast, it was already going on in the West Coast.
That's right. And
it was spreading across the nation. We all had the same idea, and it finally came to be.
Mark Gong and those guys over there.
Very inspirational.
All those guys doing great stuff with the kids.
God, he's one of the nicest people. He's in charge of the union out there. I think that is
what he does, yeah.
He is but he's the nicest guy. And Mark Jr., oh my God, I'm one of his biggest fans.
He's a baller.
Oh my God. But he's so polite.
Even when we ran into him at Cup, he was just so calm and polite and humble. Mark is incredibly humble guy right there.
Super. But they actually had the Hermans going before just about anybody else.
Yeah.
And it just exploded. Once it came to be that the young guns can play and they can hold their own, it just every team has now got young guns. And not only young guns, the young guns are females as well. So females are really entering the sport and they're holding their own.
Listen, I'll put little Sydney Nates up I'll put her up against a few guys any day of the week. And when she gets, she was dialed in the other day with Bella from the High Rollers. And Jen, you like this. Jesse put up a $100 bet one night. We were on Friday night drills. We had about 30, 40 people in there. Bella from the High Rollers was there, and Sid. And Jess put up a $100 bet that no two guys that were there present could take those two young, and nobody would even try. I think the ego was like, no, I don't want to lose to a girl, but I mean, if that's really what it was.
Oh, gross. I've told the story 100 times about, my God, my brain's just gone. My brain just died on me for a second there, Brad, from Northern Lights. She's going to kill me.
Thank you. I was blanking on it too.
She's gonna thump me for forgetting her name. My God. Oh my God, she's gonna kill me. Heather Brown, who is one of the most wonderful ballers I've ever played with, because she's hilarious. She claps cheeks. Anybody who tries to just run at her is gonna really, really, really pay for it. And it's awesome. I love the idea, and I love seeing more women in ball. I wanna see it all mixed. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Men, women, children, you're all fair game. It's paint. Thomas Burke said it there. It's paint. You're all fair game. Yeah. I want to see it all mixed, because there's some talent out there. Kids, they are so tiny and small and skinny, like the young bloods that we have here, Dustin and young blood, Jeremy. They're so skinny and fast. They're hard to hit.
We got to grow it. Let's take it all the way to the nursing homes.
Look, I pushed a guy in a wheelchair.
You know what? I would shoot at old people too, because there's some.
Squirrely old dudes. Get that league. That's not fair.
There's some squirrely old people out there. My father. I'm 75. Like this, if I give him a marker, man, you shoot that.
I mean,
vets. Get some old vets and just sit there and let them shoot with like an M17 and just pick off. Just here you go, boys. Do you want to enjoy yourselves?
Who said something about playing Warzone? Who said that? You earlier, Warzone?
I mentioned, playing Call of Duty,
You realize it'll be our generation that's going to be that age in the nursing home. Give me my controller. I want my PS15 controller right now. Think about that for a minute. Think about the depth of that.
Just give me, you know, I'll just be, just give me an old Tetris controller and point me at the wall. and I'll be happy, you know, like. I've seen what my future brings if I live long enough. I'm watching it right now, and frankly, I'll just play Tetris and stare at the wall and be just happy as a clam. The best part of it is either I'll be crazy and I'll be in public and I can yell at people and curse and get away with it. Or the downside is I'm crazy and I'm in public and I curse and I get away with it. It's not so good.
Listen, I want
to make a depressing note.
If you're following the chat, my partner nailed it right there. That's the God's honest truth. We are not well. we work real hard. These guys, we are just regular guys. We don't have a buttload of help financially.
You're
or
running
anything
a
like
paintball
that
field. I'm going to assume you're busting your teeth, busting your butt. Right?
I was once told the best piece of advice was, if you want to make a million, or how's it, if you want to have $1 million in paintball, you got to start with two. Like there, you can't make money. Like that was the whole thing was, you want to have $2 million. You better start with $3 million. You want $4 million, you got to start with $5 million because you're going to sink money into it because it's going to be a labor of love.
You're going to lose.
Yeah. And
yeah, it is.
Like the money, I feel like if the labor of love is there, I think if the care and the concern is there, the
absolutely
money will present itself anyway. So
yes,
we get to give. When we were 20 years old, we couldn't do this. We didn't have the means, the opportunity. We're not physically 20 years old anymore. Again, we're in our 50s, but we can give it back
right
to the next generation. And we get to watch them enjoy it. Like watching these kids do amazing things. Like I said to you earlier, Brad, watching the look on that person's face the first time. When I take a group out for a birthday party and they've never done it before, and you see that just, you see that excite somebody, you see it bring them out of that.
Yep.
Do you remember Landon's face at World Cup? Him playing at World Cup.
He How about had the video? Grand... Screaming in the car. Where I come. Amazing. If you can't get something out of that, then you got to go find something else to do. I find joy. Yeah. My partner Dale, my partner Jesse, we find joy in growing the sport of paintball. And there's nothing better if you like this. I guess if you bowl, you're going to grow bowling. I don't know. But
exactly,
this is what we do, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to take it all the way to the end. And this time we're going to take it with 10 this round.
Absolutely. excuse me. Jeez, I'm choking on air.
His spawn has awoken, so we're I'm keep now. Now I haven't heard the wee baby Odell yet.
She just started.
She's
hollering.
Got some mighty pipes on her. So when we hear her,
no, we didn't. We'll hear her. She's been waking up at like 10, 11 o'clock every night. It's great. It's awesome. It's not. No,
it was Terry, wasn't it?
What she's doing?
Blame Terry.
So, Terry. But yeah, we're almost near the end of the show anyway. So it's all good. So basically, I just want to wrap up with, let's talk about I want to call it the ICC.
You can call it ICC, the Montrester Classic. Is going to be at the Hornet's Nest in New York. It's going to be August 24th and 25th. We are changing the date. Yeah, traditionally, it was always in July, but we're going to August.
We're going to move it out just a little bit. There's some other events going on that we want to show respect to, not trying to put an event too close together. It wouldn't be fair to the players. We want to make sure that they have a little space in between, so that they get another opportunity to travel again and do another thing. Because we are guys in the sport that we are, we also show respect. A great event coming up is Buddy Bauer. He's got an event that he does, Free Flow Classic. We're not going to try to bump up on that or anything. The guy's a legend in the sport, and his program's a good one too. So we figured out that pushing it out to that August date would make it work for everybody.
And I think that's a totally reasonable thing to do.
That's awesome.
You know, we run into that issue here out
classy
east.
Classy, nice thing and decent thing to give your boy. Yeah, nothing worse than like two things right one after another, and you want to go to both. It's travel times. It can be tight. So
it's amazing. So
that's so expensive
for the players, by
100%,
the players,
right? Got to give them opportunity to spread the wealth and share the love and all that jazz, right? One field can't monopolize everything. Can't take everybody's time.
Absolutely. There's enough paintball for everybody if we all care about it like that.
So other than the ICC moving over to Hornets. What else you got going on? What else is happening? Jen, what do you got happening in the future there? You got anything going on with the
Well, we've got a local team that I play with and sponsor. We are heading to the Panhandle in April 4th. We've got four young guns playing, and we just got Frank the Tank Connell to be our assistant coach. He will be helping with the young guns. So we are honored.
Love that name, yeah. Frank the Tank.
I know.
How much time do you have? How much time do you have left, Brad?
10.
Say that again.
How much time do you have left here tonight?
We got about 10 minutes.
I've got a couple pros that'd be more than happy to pop in and say hi.
There absolutely is. Let's see here. How are we gonna do this real quick?
Now.
Yes. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share a link to you, Steve. If you can share that link over to them, they can just join the call. So you just gotta send them that link.
Okay.
Who are we getting? Ooh. Don't tell me.
Yeah, they practice on Friday nights. Well, they're practicing it at Hornets Nest on Friday nights. It's open. So you never know who you have there.
It's funny. Speaking of like pros and practicing and whatnot, my last year I had to go to, not that I had to, I wanted to. I went to Edmonton in Alberta because my brother was getting married and that's where he lives. And so I went to Edmonton, and the day of his wedding, Edmonton Impact was running a clinic at the local field, like 15 minutes from the venue. And I'm sitting there like,
oh, wow.
I wanted to so bad, but I was one of the groomsmen.
There's a wedding.
So I couldn't, like, I was stuck. Couldn't get away.
My son played for it.
Yeah. Sitting there and I'm just like, yeah. I'm so close. Like, I'm literally spitting disc. If I listen hard enough, I can probably hear them. You know, I was so mad. It was the worst timing. Sitting there just knowing that, you know, Edmonton Impact is out there, like the whole team's out there, and just and I'm sitting there in a wool suit, sweating, like I'm like, I don't want to be here. I mean,
I sent them the link. So hopefully, I sent Josh that link. So hopefully he'll grab it.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, we can let it run too. It's like, there's not a hard end time. It sounds like things are under control.
If not, you know what? Here's the thing. If not, maybe we can get reconnected and have a separate paintball talk with,
absolutely. I'd love to get some of the pros in to talk. Like, about what they do to train properly. You know what I mean? Like, let's hear from the people who compete at the highest level.
Oh my God, watching Josh is ridiculous. This guy he's just militant, like repetition after repetition after repetition. I wish I had that energy now.
And that's, and that's something like we see, sorry, I'm getting messages that I can't talk. I can't say on the air. I'll have to put a dollar in the jar. So it's something to definitely keep in mind. It's just some of those pros train, and you watch, and it's. And like I said, sometimes there's that secret, but at the same time, I guess at the end of the day, the real secret is just repetition. And if you think you're good enough, you're not.
Just keep
getting better. Push harder.
No. Hey, I sent those guys a link.
I'm in.
Oh, good. There we go. All right.
Let me, because they're still shooting in here. Let me step out.
Josh Taylor, NYX, baby.
Way out, you. Oh, let me just come out into the shop area because they're still shooting in there.
Right. But I love the sound.
He loves the sound.
Love the sound.
So let me explain the best way I look at this. If you go to a golf course, a golf course will typically have a sign on that wall that says PGA golf professional. Yes.
Really good.
Oh, of course.
Well, that's which how we look
amazing.
At this.
Except I think we've lost him.
This guy.
He's locking up.
Cool.
There. Oh, there's more people.
Nope.
I just have my face super close to it because the volume's really low.
Three or four of them.
Some of my family right here. You got Bella from WMXL. Bella.
Nope.
From
the, get that out of there. Button. Nobody wants to see that.
There we go. Oh, there we go.
That's Bella.
Oh, there we go. That's the button we went down there.
So what's going on, guys? What are we talking about?
That's Bella, Josh.
What were we?
Good, man. We're just
we're just letting people know, Josh, the ICC is coming to the Hornet's Nest, bro.
Oh, I didn't know that. Awesome. My volume's super low. Well, that's very cool. Is that
surprise!
That's going on live right now? That's the this is the announcement.
That's it.
We've pretty much let the world know that's paying attention right now. We'll make a more official one probably Monday or so on the actual Facebook page and the rest of it.
Very cool. I can't wait to come out and help out with that and get everything together. When is it?
It's going to be the 24th and 25th of August.
Oh boy. Okay. I'll pencil it in.
Thank you.
Your help is always a blessing. So, we got to have Bella there too.
We're going to be here.
It's going to be awesome.
So these guys are getting ready to leave for Vegas here real soon. Any quick questions? The King. These are the people right here. The best of the best. You got a question for them?
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, wait, I don't even know who they are.
Let me help you out with this.
Just tell me.
Yes, I do it. I'm sorry, guys. I don't even know who they are, but you know what? They seem like the kind of people that I want to sit and have a pipe and listen to them tell me stories about why paintball kicks.
Man, they'd give you a million of them all day.
Because I love stories.
I didn't leave because I was offended. I'm proud.
It was too perfect.
I clap because there's the timing.
He's a little sensitive.
Everything.
Hey, Steve, I think Jess is back there too.
Jess is right behind Josh somewhere.
Yeah, Jess.
He keeps talking in.
Here's my partner. Boy.
Amazing.
That's the hardest working man in show business right there.
Oh, excuse me.
And no, these guys.
Paintball. These guys.
How'd drills go tonight?
It was good. We had we started a little bit outside because we had the sun for a little while longer, and then we went in and did a bunch of fun stuff.
I think these guys are really interested, Josh, at some point on having a pro night where they can pick your brain on how to prepare and what you do to get ready and just some things like that. If we could encourage you to do that at some point.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, I'll be fighting I have satellite internet that is garbage. So if you don't mind me sounding like I'm in a tunnel the whole time, I'll do that whenever you want.
Trust me.
And Josh, what's the team being nominated for right now?
Breakout team of the year of 2023.
Breakout team, right? I think there's a guy on the team that's getting nominated for breakout player.
I think something like that.
The guy who it took him 20-something years to have his breakout season. Yeah, that guy. I forget his name.
I don't know.
I want to say it public real quick. If it wasn't for these people right here, if it wasn't for Josh, if it wasn't for young ladies like Bella coming to our field and helping our community get better at the sport, they were dedicated to the future of paintball, and I'm going to blow them
Love
up
it.
Because they deserve it. They deserve to be called out for what they do for the
that
sport.
As much as I appreciate that, none of this is possible without a field to play at. So thank all the people who make that work. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you.
Circle of life.
I mean, I leave work early to come up here to make it up for Friday night. So
love it. Love it.
When he was on the inside,
amazing.
See what you turned this into. You had to give me an opportunity. I'll bring them all. Come on, who else is on the screen out there?
Yeah, get everybody in here. We'll make everybody. Yeah, we had to come in because there's still some people drilling out there. We're actually coming right up on the end now too. We still got diving stuff to do. We gotta go work on diving and sliding.
Okay, well
we'll keep them working, Josh.
Awesome, Josh. Thanks for popping on, man.
Yeah, shoot me a message on Instagram or something.
Absolutely,
Josh. Thanks for having us.
Love it.
You guys for sure.
Yeah, send me a message. We'll set up something. I'll come on and do a. I'm not in my paintball gear.
Awesome.
That'd be awesome. Love you, brother.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks.
Cheers. All right. Take care, guys.
Bye.
If that doesn't communicate what we're doing on our field,
right?
That's the community that we have there.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Just nice. They're just nice.
Laggy internet showed big smiles from everybody, and that's what I love to see. Yeah. That's everybody working hard, but they're still having fun at what they're working at. And if you can't have, it's not really work if you're having fun.
Exactly.
I'm the richest guy out there right now because I'm just rich with joy and watching people love what I love.
It glows yeah. right through the screen, dude. Yep. It glows right out of you when you talk about it and the people. Same thing with Gen 2. It glows like your love for the sport.
Lady. You know what? This only makes sense because of who she is. If it wasn't for who Jen was to want to do this, I mean, she didn't have to step up and look out for the kids. She didn't have to step up and try to do some of the things that she was doing.
We do. If we're going to grow this sport, we have to start somewhere. Tim had brought back 10-man woodball because he wanted somewhere where the older players that had left the sport could return. Well, what else is there? There's now the youth. So you got to get the youth. And now the female have followed, the vets have followed. So we're all contributing to grow the sport. So it all works. It all works. All working together.
Hey, Brad and the King, before you guys cut us loose, I just want to, for you guys giving us a chance to open this up. Thank you for having us on. Thank you for what you're doing for your sport and your community with your podcast and trying to grow it. I appreciate you for giving me a platform tonight.
Appreciate you folks coming on.
And meant the world.
And honestly, thank you so much, Jen. Thanks for coming on. I know you've been watching us from the chat for a while, keeping us reined in.
I do. You know, my phone goes off every Friday at 8:00 It goes off, and if it's X-rated, I don't know why, but it rings twice.
I love it. And Steve, thanks for coming on and
the herald of our arrival, you know,
talking that's about exactly the what's coming on at your field and getting that's going and hooking us up. We're gonna get Josh on the show now, which is gonna be amazing. Really excited about that. He'll be the second pro to have on the show.
I'll make that happen for sure,
you know. It
looked like I think it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be blast. I think we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. I've got some strong media at the field. We'll actually do it from field side. We'll have them on right from the field. That way it'll be right at the house and you guys can see what's going on there. And like I said, I go live on the weekends. So from time to time, pop over and see
that's
what's
it, folks.
Going on.
Thanks for coming on and for everyone who's in the chat. Thank you for commenting, liking and sharing and all that. So thank you much.
You.
And it's been an absolute blast. So folks, you know, go check it out. If you can go check out the field there, it's something that absolutely needs to be looked at. It's
HornetsNestExtreme.com.
Go look it up. They got a great field out there. And Jen, keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait to see what happens with everything. And that's it. We're out of here. So folks, if you have any questions, concerns, comments, or anything like that, if you have any topics for the show or guests you'd love to see on the show, please reach out, let us know. And of course, if you have a couple of dollars to spare, we do have a Patreon, just patreon.com/maritime paintball podcast. The show is not free to produce, but it's free to watch. So if you can throw a dollar.
You know what? Somebody has to pay for this anyways, Brad. Fuck. I'll pay the $1.
Amazing.
That's Chris Strzok's fault. I will pay the $1. I will send money. Brad will tell me.
You couldn't do a really good Cartman.
I will send the money. I apologize, but I almost did it. And I'm sure Chris Strzok posts the first episode with no swears. This is the PG-13 episode. So, folks, I get one. So thank you for that.